Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. And her story starts now. Jesus warns, again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. But just two verses later, Jesus says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. In other words, it is not money that is the real issue, it is the love of it. Saint Elizabeth is an example of how God can use someone who is wealthy because they place him first over all their blessings. Saint Elizabeth of Hungary was born in Hungary on July 7, 1207, to the Hungarian King Andrew II and Gertrude of Morena. She was born of noble birth. From her young age, she was given the prestige of royalty. At age 4, St. Elizabeth was sent to the court of Lambrecht to prepare her for a marriage arrangement from her father. She was to be educated for such a marriage. When St. Elizabeth was 6 years old, in 1213, her mother, Gertrude, was murdered by Hungarians who had been quarreling with Germans, who had not accepted her nationality coming from Morania. From this time forward, St. Elizabeth placed the Virgin Mary as her spiritual mother, leading her to prayer, which offered her peace in difficult times. In 1221, St. Elizabeth was married to Ludwig, whom she grew to love with all her heart. She bore 3 children, none of which became an abbess of a German convent. That speaks loudly of St. Elizabeth. All this time, St. Elizabeth continued to grow in her holy Catholic faith, placing prayer as her strength. Her desire to serve the poor throughout the province was supported by her husband, Ludwig, who admired his beautiful wife. St. Elizabeth had a special beauty surrounding her that was manifest in holiness. Her husband truly loved her. She practiced penance, living an austere life grounded in the gospel. Charity was the seal of her governing, which the people lifted her up in prayer. And from the time she was 16 years old, St. Elizabeth was captivated with the Franciscan friars teaching the simple way of life, giving up all possessions to follow Christ. And she became a great admirer of St. Francis of Assisi. In 1223, Franciscan friars arrived and taught 16-year-old Elizabeth all about Francis of Assisi. When traveling out among the people, St. Elizabeth was known to wear modest clothing as she fed the hungry throughout the countryside. In 1226, a terrible flood brought hunger and disease, which caused much suffering. St. Elizabeth gave away much of her royal clothing and sold them to care for the victims and ultimately built hospitals, helping thousands of people per day. And that is triage. Elizabeth again felt the sort of sorrow as her beloved Ludwig dies as a result of illness he received helping the poor. The Lord gave them happiness and joy for a number of years. It was truly a fairy tale marriage. With this tragic event, St. Elizabeth vowed never to marry again and to live the life of a religious vocation. And because of her beauty, many sought her hand in marriage, but she took her vows before God seriously. And she was obedient to her confessor, Father Conrad of Marsberg, who maintained a high standard of holiness for her. By today's standards, it would be abusive that she received beatings and her children were sent away. Obviously, her family members were pressuring her to remarry. In 1228, St. Elizabeth became a member of the Third Order of St. Francis, finding another hospital in honor of St. Francis. She acted as a nurse, helping the sick, which ultimately exposed her to these illnesses, and she became sick. After a short period of illness, St. Elizabeth, at age 24, died on November 17, 1231. In Marburg, her faith totally intact. Her love for God was above all else as she ministered to the sick, as her husband Ludwig had done. St. Elizabeth became known for the miracle of roses. During one of her many trips helping the poor, her husband asked her in front of envoys representing the king, accusing her of concealing bread taken from the castle. As she revealed the contents of her cloak, white and red roses were seen. Ludwig took this sign as God's protection. Even St. Elizabeth's brother-in-law attempted to find her guilty of taking things from the castle, only to find more flowers. Once a leper was found lying in her husband's bed, Ludwig's mother discovered that Elizabeth had allowed the leper to rest. Ludwig's mother was not happy with what she witnessed and told her son of what she saw. In removing the blankets and sheets, Ludwig exclaimed, "Almighty God opened the eyes of my soul. Instead of a leper, I saw Christ crucified, stretched upon the bed." After her death, miraculous healings began to occur where people were praying at her grave site near her hospital. Many healings took place between 1232 and 1235, which were witnessed by her companions, the population, which inspired Pope Gregory IX canonizing her on May 27, 1235. And St. Elizabeth's body was laid in a gold shrine, which her body was scattered by her descendants. Because the Calvinists sought to destroy and profane the church, St. Elizabeth's feast day is celebrated on November 17th and she is the patron saint of bakers, beggars, brides, charities, death of children, homeless people, hospitals, Sisters of Mercy, and widows. And Saint Elizabeth is often depicted with a basket of bread to show her devotion for the poor and hungry. She is also painted in honor of the miracle of roses and crucifix in the bed. Saint Elizabeth has been praised by Pope Benedict XVI as a model for those in authority. And my oldest son, Nathan, was born on November 17, 1980. And Jesus said, if you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. Matthew chapter 19, 21. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. Thank you, Lord. For the kingdom of heaven. And now we pray for our priests. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today that they will hold fast to the deposit of faith handed down by that apostolic witness and authority. We pray for the Catholic Church in all lands that she is free with liberty. We pray for our priests who are confronted so much. So we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Thank you, Lord, for the sacraments that they administer for our benefit. Thank you, Lord, for bringing home the prodigals through them, that they raise the dead through the sacrament of confession. Those with mortal sin, you bring back to you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, I love you. Mother Mary, I love you. And Saint Joseph, I love you. like Jesus. Our priests are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, bless them, and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. We must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. May the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal High Priest, who is Lord forever and ever. O Jesus, eternal High Priest, live in our priests, act in them, speak in and through them. Think your thoughts in their mind, love through their heart. Give them your own dispositions and feelings. Teach, lead, and guide them always. Correct, enlighten, and expand their thoughts. Incline them, Lord, to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Priests, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all of our priests. Amen. And the deeds you do may be the only sermon some persons will hear today. And Lord, we pray for all those who are held back by the weight of addictions and sin. And Lord, we pray for deliverance from those addictions and sin. And Lord, we pray for our families. We pray for those, Lord. We pray for America. We pray for our soldiers, Lord. We pray for them, Lord. And we pray for children, Lord. So much is being brought up against them today with the return of ancient paganism. Lord, we pray for your grace, that your church, your voice, the Holy Spirit, your soul, will reach out to her priests and clergy around the world to stand for liberty and freedom, to serve you, Lord, and to praise you, to praise your holy name. As we pray for our priests and we pray for children, Lord, because it's a desperate situation for so many. And Lord, we pray for those in need, Lord.
And we pray for children, Lord.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, Saint Sebastian, and Saint Nicholas, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, and Saint Philomena, and Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, and St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, and St. Monica, and St. Gabriel the Archangel, and St. Anthony. And thank you, Lord, for being our children's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And Lord, I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You saved me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And Lord, Father, I pray over the lives of our children and grandchildren and believe that they are protected, directed, and will walk out their perfect callings. All this, we all receive the greater sensitivity in helping mold them into the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. And for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. I place my soul before you, O Lord, and in my despair and anguish, beseech you to bring the most powerful strength of your helping hand to come to my rescue. I place the devotion of my sorrowful heart at your feet, that I may be pardoned from a destiny of suffering. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And Lord, we pray for those who've recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who've recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away, and unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. And Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, it says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And we remember, Lord, those who have suffered in the Ukraine and Palestine and Israel. And we pray for the end of Hamas, and we pray for peace. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Heavenly Father, hear this prayer for those who have recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, and met them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock, and may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayer and being with us. And Lord, we thank you for lifting us and raising us up. That is so beautiful. And Jesus, I love you. Mother Mary, I love you. And Saint Joseph, I love you. And my guardian angel, I love you. and Father. God the Father, I love you. God the Holy Spirit, I love you. God the Son, I love you. And God the Holy Spirit, I love you. The Father is the power. The Son is the passion. And the Holy Spirit is the power. God the Father is the purpose. Those are my three P's. The Father is the purpose. The Son is the power, passion. And the Holy Spirit is the power. So that we can call God our Father, Abba. Abba, Father. Father. That is really very beautiful. I love that. And Lord, we pray for those who are in the hospitals, Lord. We pray for healing. We pray for those who've been diagnosed with every kind of disease today. We pray for healing. We pray for those in prison. Lord, we pray for those and their families. We pray for them that they may know that you love them. And that they know that you love them this much.
Grafted in the vine and nourished by the tree of life, echoes from the word that flesh illuminates the light. Just remember that I committed long ago, not just my body, but my mind, and yes, my soul. And though you sinned, I'll never let you go. So keep holding on to this cross, keep holding on.
I'm not afraid to die.
That's well sung. And recently, Deeper Truth and My Person has been attacked viciously by John Benko with his lies and misrepresentations, and members of the Four Persons cult. And so make it a habit to respond to them on the air, but I will share this song in response to their viciousness.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
John Vanko and your henchmen, should you be listening to this, I'm calling for you. Deeper Truth is praying for you that you would break away from all this that you're fighting about, that you're all wanting to feel like you have to have some enemy and make us your enemy when we're really not. So we want you to break away. Break away. So break away, John Vanko and his four horsemen, or the four persons cult. And so break away from, come to the Lord in a real way. And so tomorrow, our sneak peek for tomorrow is the dedication of the churches of St. Peter and St. Paul. And so that will be, that is the sneak preview for tomorrow. And so we will end today in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. Thank you, Lord. And we'll see, and may the Lord's blessings shine upon everyone out there in deeper truth land. God be with you, and God be praised. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, and most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, by all the creatures of God, and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And good day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Good day.